Now you will hear segment two.
Have you ever wondered what the car of the future will be like? Here to give us some insight into the issue is Barbara Adams, an automotive engineer, who's been discussing the possibilities with experts at Mercedes Daimler. Welcome, Barbara. And just what are the experts saying about the car of the future?
Well, it looks as if they're working on some amazing possibilities. For example, they're saying that the car of the future will tell you about traffic jams and predict where new ones probably will develop. It will also watch out for jaywalkers and warn you if you seem not to have noticed a stop sign ahead. As if that weren't enough, it will also listen for unusual engine noises, run diagnostic tests, and report any problems. And if you get caught in slow-moving highway traffic, it will take over the controls, keeping a safe distance behind the vehicle ahead. In short, the car of the future will establish a dialogue between machine and driver by taking information from its surroundings and putting it to use.
I hear they're working on a rather bizarre prototype of a car without a steering wheel. What can you tell us about that?
What you're referring to is what they call the side stick car, a sporty yellow Mercedes coupe that has no steering wheel and no pedals for either braking or accelerating. Instead, all the controls are on joysticks to the right and left of the driver. You press forward on either one or both of them, and the car accelerates. Pull backwards, and the car brakes. Push to the right or left, and the car turns accordingly.
How is that an improvement over conventional cars?
Well, the Daimler engineers say the side stick car is much simpler to control than a traditional vehicle because everything can be done with one fluid movement of the hand. Moreover, the onboard electronics simulate a feeling of the road conditions in the joystick. For example, the stick moves more freely if the wheels are spinning on ice and more slowly if the car is starting up a steep incline.
I don't know. I have never been very good at joystick-operated video games. But it sounds like my kids wouldn't have problems with it.
Actually, the experts have already tested this out and have pretty much come up with the same conclusion. In actual road tests, 17-year-old novice drivers seem to handle the car well, but older drivers who were accustomed to conventional vehicles had a much harder time.
Can we expect the side stick car to be out anytime soon?
Daimler executives aren't sure whether they'll ever try to market such a car. The idea, they say, is mainly to show that advanced electronics make it possible to think about car design in entirely new ways.
Can you give us any other glimpses of the future?
Well, Daimler engineers are convinced that cars will someday be able to anticipate collisions. They will also continuously monitor road conditions and surrounding traffic, and they'll be able to beam a constant stream of reports over wireless networks to regional traffic authorities.
Amazing, but it certainly leaves me wondering, what about the old-fashioned thrill of being in command of a high-performance car? It seems like all this technology will take away the fun of driving.
Again, that's something that's very much in the thoughts of the engineers. The big issue seems to be about control and trust in technology. Sure, all this technology could detract from the thrill of the driver being in full command, but it may happen anyway. As the engineers at Daimler put it, driving is fun, and customer preferences must always be on the agenda. But if there's a situation where the driver is not capable of reacting, then the technology should be able to react to dangers.
Well, you've certainly given us a lot to look forward to. Thanks for being here with us.
Now you will hear questions 41 through 45. 41. What do experts at Mercedes Daimler say about the car of the future? Question 42. What is the main feature of Daimler's side stick car? Question 43. What is true of experienced drivers who have test driven the side stick car? 44. What might drivers not like about the car of the future? 45. How do experts at Daimler feel about satisfying customer preferences?